Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, if we're being honest, that little glowing rectangle in your pocket has probably got you feeling like a puppet sometimes. Ever feel like those notifications are pulling your strings, dragging you down the rabbit hole of endless scrolling? You know that feeling when you promised yourself you'd tackle that project, but suddenly you're 2 hours deep into an Instagram vortex. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, procrastination is a sneaky beast and it often hides behind our smart devices. But guess what? We can totally outsmart it. Today, we're diving deep into how to conquer procrastination by setting those app limits like the hero you are. Think of this episode as your personal training session for digital self-control. You'll walk away with actionable tips, real-world strategies, and maybe even a little bit of inspiration to finally kick that procrastinator butt to the curb. Ready to level up your productivity game? Buckle up because we're about to unlock some serious power. Here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Awareness is key. The first step in conquering procrastination is becoming aware of how those apps are messing with your head. Pay attention to when you reach for your phone and what triggers those urges to scroll. Are you bored? Stressed? Only? Understanding your patterns is like having a secret weapon against procrastination. App limits. Your new BFF. Seriously, these built-in features are lifesavers. Most smartphones have app timers that let you set daily limits for specific apps. Think of it as digital boundaries, a little fence around the parts of your phone that tend to suck you in. Start small, maybe 30 minutes less per day for those pesky time wasters. 3. The power of no. This is huge. Learn to say no to those constant notifications. Turn off unnecessary alerts and push those distracting apps to a less accessible place on your phone, out of sight, out of mind, right? It's about reclaiming your attention and focusing on what truly matters. Borrow. Scheduled screen time. Plan dedicated time for using your phone, just like you would schedule a meeting or workout. This creates structure and prevents those random bursts of screen time that can derail your day. And when it's not phone time, embrace other activities, read a book. Go for a walk, connect with someone in real life. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Every time you resist the urge to scroll or stick to your app limits, give yourself a little pat on the back. You're building healthy habits and taking control of your digital life. That's something to celebrate. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that awesome project you started but haven't finished? Maybe it's writing that novel, learning a new skill, or tackling that home renovation. Ever find yourself reaching for your phone instead of getting down to business? You know the feeling. Just one quick scroll through Twitter, then suddenly 2 hours have vanished. Sound familiar? Well, I bet if you set an app limit for those distracting platforms during your work time, you'd be surprised how much more you can actually accomplish. Think about it, that extra hour or two you reclaim could be dedicated to something truly meaningful. You could finally finish that project, learn a new recipe, or even just enjoy a peaceful evening without the constant buzz of notifications. Remember, this isn't about completely banning your phone. It's about finding a healthy balance and making conscious choices about how you use it. By setting those app limits, you're taking back control of your time, energy, and focus. You've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Awareness, app limits, saying no, scheduled screen time, and celebrating your wins. It's all about empowering yourself to create a life that's less about endless scrolling and more about pursuing what truly matters. Ready to put these strategies into action? Head over to our website for even more tips, resources, and a supportive community of people on the same journey. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's help each other beat screen addiction together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my awesome friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.